And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you with the news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. In Huron County District Court today, the judge has granted a defense attorney's request to withdraw from a sentencing hearing for Andrew Thomas Wilbur, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Wilbur, facing sentencing in case numbers 24-484-SM and 25-347-SM, accused his attorney of declining to remove jurors, advising him against testifying, and even claiming he was made to lie under oath. The court appointed another attorney to ensure Wilbur has proper representation. However, Wilbur plans to hire his own lawyer, stating he trusts no one in the county. Sentencing has been adjourned to February 12th, with the court emphasizing the need for Wilbur to secure counsel. But Wilbur made sure that he could use the court's appointed attorney, secure his own attorney, or defend himself, and the judge confirmed this with him before closing the court session. 67-year-old Douglas J. Lubeski has been sentenced for a drinking and driving offense. His defense attorney cited Lubeski's clean record, 35 years as a cement truck driver, and stress from his father's declining health as mitigating factors. Lubeski admitted to consuming 5 beers and several shots over 6 hours, calling it a mistake. The court imposed 6 months of probation, along with $990 in fines and costs. He must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program and 24 hours of community service. The conviction is expected to significantly affect his commercial driver's license. And a court case involving David Clare Shute is proceeding to a jury trial after Shute rejected a plea agreement. Shute faces charges including assault or assault and battery on a professional or medical volunteer, reckless driving, and malicious destruction of property. The prosecution had offered to dismiss the malicious destruction charge if Shute paid $75 in restitution and pleaded guilty or no contest to the other two counts. Shute's defense counsel confirmed his client's refusal of the deal and requested a jury trial. The court will now schedule a date for the final pretrial and the jury trial. And Austin Robert James Smith has pleaded guilty to reckless driving and bad acts, stemming from an incident where he intentionally stopped his vehicle multiple times in front of another driver, Ethan Reese, obstructing the roadway. Smith received no jail time, but was ordered to pay $225 in fines and cost and complete a Thinking Matters program. The court noted the incident was part of an ongoing conflict between Smith and Reese, and all requirements must be met by March 31st, 2026. We will be right back after this brief message from AVS Broadband.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we have some national news for you now that we're back. The Department of Justice has confirmed that federal authorities are expanding their investigation into security protocols at several state election offices. The probe follows a series of raids aimed at securing digital data and voter rolls to ensure the integrity of upcoming regional and national voting cycles. And health officials in Chicago have issued a public health alert following 7 confirmed cases of meningococcal disease since mid-January, resulting in 2 deaths. The Chicago Department of Public Health is conducting contact tracing and urging residents to stay updated on MenACWY vaccinations, particularly for teenagers and young adults. And we will be right back after this message from our second sponsor, Bresky Builders, with some international news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back. Multiple residential buildings in the Iranian cities of Avez, Bandar Abbas, and Karaj were rocked by explosions this week, which local officials have attributed to major gas leaks. At least six people have been confirmed dead, and over a dozen others are being treated for injuries in local hospitals. And a series of coordinated attacks by militants in Balochistan, Pakistan, resulted in the deaths of 33 people, including 18 civilians. Pakistani security forces responded with operations that reportedly killed 92 insurgents, highlighting the ongoing volatility in that region. And we will be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Area farmers, are you in need of repairs for your John Deere harvest equipment? Don't wait until next harvest season when it's too late and you're in the field wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now's the perfect time to take your John Deere harvest equipment to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments on your repairs until November 15th, 2026. That's right, get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your equipment running smoothly and ready for next season with your John Deere financial account. Keep your operation running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. And don't forget to ask about the over-the-counter harvest parts, buy now, pay later plans while you're there.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bergstrom, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back. At this time, we have no obituaries. Our weather is currently 13 degrees here at the station. Winds are calm, so there is no wind chill. And if you would like more weather, news, obituaries, or cancellations, you can go to thumbnet.net to keep up with all of them. Anytime, anywhere.